Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino getting ready for my interviews with the final six from the red carpet of the Survivor Ghost Island finale. Before I throw it to that, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors, and those are our friends over at ZipRecruiter, because if you're hiring, just posting your position to job sites and waiting is the worst. Just looking for the right people to see it, forget about that. ZipRecruiter has a smarter way. So they built a platform that finds the right job candidates and brings them to you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply for the job. These invitations have revolutionized the way that you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter does not stop there. Oh no, they even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is how you're going to find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try out ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/survive. That's ZipRecruiter.com/survive. S-U-R-V-I-V-E. ZipRecruiter.com/survive. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now, here we go with our exit interviews with the final six from the red carpet of the Survivor Ghost Island finale. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and I'm at the Survivor Ghost Island finale red carpet, and we were all a witness to history tonight. What an exciting final tribal council, the 5-5 vote. Ultimately, Laurel cast the deciding vote to put it in Wendell's favor. We're going to talk to everybody in the final six about it here tonight. I can't wait. So looking forward to getting into it with everybody here. Thanks for checking it out. Here comes Wendell. All right, we are back here with the winner of Survivor Ghost Island. It is Wendell Holland Jr. Here he is. Wendell, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rob. Good to meet you.
When I saw you down there on the stage tonight, I said, spoiler, Wendell is going to win because look at this $1 million suit.
Oh, the suit. You like it? You know.
Suit was a huge spoiler.
It's an old suit, but, you know, it gets the job done.
And the pocket square. The pocket square is really very, very much looking on point tonight. But in all seriousness, not only the winner, but the first ever winner of a season with a tie vote. What was that like?
It was shocking. Like it was day 39 at Final Tribal, and we're just like, all right, this thing is finally over. And Jeff comes out and says, I'll read the votes. And we thought he was joking because, you know, Probe sometimes jokes with us, and he was dead serious. And then he started reading the votes. And Dom and myself, we both knew that it was a tie, mm-hmm. and we both knew who was going to be the tie-breaking vote, and we both knew... We had relationships. We both had relationships with Laurel, but Laurel was my sister out there, man. Like, we had a tight, tight bond. And Dom was like a very good friend to her, but you couldn't break my bond with Laurel out there.
Yeah. How many seconds did it take you to realize where it was going, where the third place person was going to be Laurel? She was going to cast the vote. Was it like instant from the first vote?
As Probst is reading, Dominic, Wendell. I'm like, all right, it's a tie. I know what's going to happen. I start like covering my face up, and I'm so happy. But I know Dom is like, man, he knew what was going to happen also. So I didn't want to, you know, jump up and down and scream, but that's what I felt on the inside. And you can see it on my face kind of, but I mean, back on the island, you could see it. You could read it on my face, but I was just trying to cover it up and kind of smile. But it was a tremendous feeling. I felt it right then and there when he was reading the votes, and I knew what Laurel was going to do. I knew it. And she didn't even, after everything was done, she didn't even say it to me, but she just gave me the big hug. She gave me a big hug, and I just knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How confident were you going into the final tribal council? Did you feel like you had it, or you felt like it was a toss-up?
I felt like it was a toss-up, absolutely. I felt like Dom played a tremendous strategic game. Like, this guy's game, He's going to go down as one of the greats, you know, and in a lot of other seasons, he would have won. And I knew I was going up against this kind of juggernaut, And I knew I had to bring my A game. And as such, I wanted to focus on kind of my social relationships with certain people. And I knew I had certain people. I knew I had Seb. Seb has a huge heart, and we bonded a lot out there. And I didn't know I had other people, but they told me I was able to sway some people at that final tribal. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that it was shown well enough that how well you two meshed together, where that he was more of the bad cop, but then you were able to come in and be more of the good cop and then end up having some better relationships than Dominic was?
Yeah, the show didn't show all my interactions with people. Like, I had a 2-hour long conversation with Angela, and she was like the last vote, the last tying vote. And they didn't show that, but they showed Dom talked to a lot of people. And in Final Tribal, a lot of people were like, yeah, Dom talked to me first. Dom talked to me. And it looked like it was going in his direction very early in that Final Tribal. And so I don't even remember the question, Rob.
Look, you've been through a lot. You've been through a lot. Did you know before tonight that Dominic was considering taking you himself into the Final Fire Making Challenge?
I knew Dom had a lot of things up his sleeve, and I wouldn't put it past him to sit down next to me and battle me at making fire. And I know he's a great fire maker, but I'm also a great fire maker. So I was ready for anything at that moment, and I knew that he wouldn't take me to the final. So it's like, all right, I'm going to face somebody, probably Ange, and it could be Dom, but man, he's not trying to see me at fire making.
Wouldn't it have been better television instead of having Laurel vote the final? It should have come down to you guys make a fire right there.
That would have been wonderful. Yeah, that would have been better television.
You're not free. Yeah. But you're fine with Laurel voting.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with that.
You know, I want to go back to the bit with the slide puzzle where you had it and you didn't call Jeff, and Laurel ended up being the person that won. And then again, you didn't make a big fuss about that. I mean, was part of that for you of you had this bond with Laurel and you wanted to let her have that one?
Yes. Laurel can get out there and like win a lot of immunity challenges. She hadn't until that point, but, and I really wanted to win that challenge, but at that moment, this girl that I've clearly told her how I felt about her and how much I look at her as a sister to me, it was my bad for not screaming out Probst's name. Like, no, Probst didn't say you have to scream my name out, but I've watched a lot of Survivor. You got to get that man's attention. Mm-hmm. Laurel got his attention before me. I said my piece a little bit, and then I backed off. You know, there's a time and a place to make those arguments. And at that point, I wanted her to have it. I still had an idol, and I thought that it would help me in the long run.
And I loved when you yelled out tonight, Jeff Probst. So very funny stuff. I know you got to run. You got so many interviews to do, but I would love to catch up with you and go through the whole game when you have some time, when things start to wind down. But Wendell, congratulations again, buddy.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you. I love your podcast. You know.
Oh, thank you.
I had to message you a couple times, but yeah, thank you very much for everything.
Okay. Congratulations. Okay, everybody, we're here with the runner-up and maybe the greatest runner-up in the history of the show. Here he is, Dominic Abate. Dominic, how you doing?
Rob, I'm well, man. That means a lot coming from you. The real best,
Well, I wasn't a runner-up.
I'll take it. But
you had such a complete game this season, all three facets of the game. You did such a great job. You came so close. As you say that you have these sleepless nights, what is it that you lose sleep over? That you didn't make the fire against Wendell, or you didn't figure out a way to get rid of him earlier?
Yeah, well, I had time over these last few months to really think about it. And, you know, we didn't see the fire making challenge before we played. We heard that we had to do it, but we couldn't grasp the concept of it until we had to actually go through it. And for me, it's almost like I'd have been better off losing the final four immunity challenge, because what I ended up doing by winning was I ended up sending Angela out to her slaughter while Wendell looked like a hero doing it, and it ended up hurting my game, I think. So what I really should have done instead of letting that happen was putting my... I wanted to go with Laurel no matter what. the smart thing would have been for me to put my immunity necklace around Laurel's neck, sit down at a fire station and say, you choose who I go against fire. Because if she picks Angela, it reverses the role. She's now sending Angela out to slaughter, but I'm just doing what she asked me to do. Or she's going to put me against Wendell. Fingers crossed I beat him. If I don't, I could regret that the rest of my life. But at the moment, I'm regretting not doing that.
Do you think that there was a point along the way when you could have gotten Wendell out of the game, or do you feel like that taking him out anywhere along the way, you'd go out right after him?
Yeah, my early thoughts to take him out were around like 8 or 9, but I knew it was early, and if I would have done it, I'm next. I couldn't make an idol and a fake idol get me through the next 6 votes.
Yeah.
So him and I had a real good game plan lined up, and I said, let's just stick it out. I'll kill you tomorrow. Today, we're going to work together. We had these conversations all the time. He's like, we're killing each other today? I'm like, we'll do it tomorrow. But then tomorrow came, and it's like, all right, I should probably get this going in my head. But then he wins immunity at 6. He wins it at 5. And it just never synced up and allowed me that opportunity to have a direct shot at him. So for me, I just said, all right, I got to just beat him with, you know, however I'm going to beat him, it's just going to be straight up.
As it was unfolding, did you think that you, as you stood there in front of the jury, that this was headed to this flat-footed 5-5 tie?
I think that's another part of my downfall of the game, is that I never even anticipated a tie was coming. I thought it would be like a 6-4. But I just, because it's never happened in 35 seasons at the time, I'm like, nah, it'll be broken up. It's always broken up. A tie is never going to happen. The probability, and that's another thing that I probably should have managed better, that in the event that it was going to happen, we're both playing pretty good games, right? But I think that was my overconfidence. My overconfidence for the first time in the game, where I didn't play overconfident at all. I played with fear and I stayed sharp and all those things. This was the first time I stopped playing with fear and I said, I got him beat. I'm not worrying about it. That was that moment right there is, I think, what hurt me in the game.
Was there one vote from the jury that you felt like you had that ultimately went for Wendell?
Yeah, it was weird because Noble.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is great. Also, Dez. I didn't jive with Dez. If you heard some of the bonus footage, she was like, I don't like this guy. And like Wendell said in Final Tribal, they would chat about Kanye West, and I'd be like, I don't know what the hell that's talking about. I don't know anything about that. And in the end, she gave me her love as well, and I really appreciated that she respected the game, and it was like this. But I thought Chelsea was going to be mine because I did a lot of work with her early in the game. Kellen, I wasn't sure about.
Okay, so
Donathan told me earlier in the game that I'm getting his vote, and then he ended up not giving it to me. So it was such a weird, to find out who voted for who at the end was like really shocking to me.
How much are you chomping at the bit to go back out there, or are you feeling like that it's something that may be down the road, but not anytime soon?
It's not that I'll ever determine when it's appropriate for me to go. The immediate future, I really need to get back to my wife and kids. They've been sacrificing so much so I can do this thing for me, and they've been sitting on the back burner just like, all right, are you done yet? So if it's up to me, I'd like at least a year or two off, but if an opportunity presents itself, I can't imagine saying no to it. I just can't. And I think it'll be a tough challenge for me to go back out there because of the game I played this time around, but I'm willing to take a crack at it. I think I might have the chops. We'll see.
You had just this brilliant maneuver at the final six. I did not think it was going to work. A lot of the things you did, I didn't think they were going to work. And then there you were, right there at the end. And ultimately, though, it seemed like that people were bothered by what you did. Do you have any second thoughts in hindsight about how you should have approached that final six vote any differently?
The problem with that vote and that whole scene was that I knew if I was going to change Sebastian's mind, I had to be assertive about it. I had to say, look, man, what you're doing is not going to work. I'm set for life. I got an idol for 6. I have an idol for 5. You're wasting your time. Change your game plan. What hurt me was then when Wendell started breaking out artillery also, now it looked like we were bullying. So that hurt me when he did that. It would have been better off if he didn't. So if you notice, I just gave up. I said, all right, I'm doing this. I bluffed. It worked. It was effective. It was a great moment for me. I was like, all right, they're going to appreciate that, right? They're definitely going to appreciate it. And then I realized that Kellen was disgusted. Sebastian was disgusted. So it was really important for me at Final Tribal to articulate what I was doing. This was my last chance to say, look, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I just want you guys to know I wasn't being that, you know, brash. I wasn't trying to be nasty. It was the only way I can sell this story to get Sebastian to change his mind. And was it effective? Yes, it was. Sebastian, yes or no? Did I get you to change your mind? Yes, you did. But I don't like the way you did it. So I'm like, all right, so it worked, but it's going to hurt me.
One of the things that's so interesting about this vote is that the first five people on the jury all voted for you. The next five people and Laurel all voted for Wendell. Do you have any thoughts as to why that was, that the people that came into the jury after a certain time all wanted Wendell and the first people all wanted you?
You know, I want to sit here and tell you that, you know, they rallied troops at Ponderosa or it went a certain way and that the last five came out more distasteful and they huddled up and there were two groups, two factions of five at Ponderosa. I don't believe that's the case. I think, coincidentally, Chris Noble is someone that respected the game. I think he respected the fact that I took him out and I saw him as a big threat. I think Michael Yerger, who's well beyond his years, was bringing up great points at Final Trouble. He said, you guys have to show me why you played a better game than Dom. And when I heard them saying these things, I was like, oh my God, I have a, like, they're fighting for me. And it felt really great. I was really surprised the way the turn went with Kellen. She was not having it with me out there at the end. Chelsea, who I played a great game with for the first half, she turned on me. But it looked like she was struggling on who to vote for in the booth. But I think ultimately, I think it's just a coincidence. I don't want to say that they're two separate factions, Team Dom, Team Wendell. I think they were independent votes for everyone's independent reason, and it just landed that way.
What's your relationship with Wendell been like after the show?
Yeah, this guy, I can't get rid of him. Still calls me. He's asking me for advice every day. When I got you, I got you. But, yeah, we hung out a couple times, and he's going to be my boy for life for sure, no matter what.
I know. You must be very disappointed. My wife is, too. You were her winner pick. I just want to share with you this text message I got from her earlier tonight there at the bottom. She was not happy with how this played out.
Nicole, I'm sorry. I did my best. I really did my best.
We'd love to catch up with you down the road. Congratulations again. I'm so proud of the game you played, Dominic.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we are here with the third place finisher from Survivor Ghost Island. It's Laurel Johnson. Laurel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good, Laurel, and excited to talk to you about you went through, you know, you were sort of the fulcrum vote a lot of times this season,
yeah.
And you ended up standing your ground with Dominic and Wendell, and before the final tribal council, or at the final tribal council, I mean, you kind of had the opportunity to say a lot of the things I think you were thinking over 39 days, which I'm sure you've heard along the way. So how was this whole experience for you?
It was tough. I mean, for me, being a super fan, getting the chance to play the game, that was great. It's been a lot harder watching it back and hearing all the hatred coming my way about people I didn't agree with what I was doing. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'll take it. The chance to play Survivor, I'll take the hate, I'll take the good with the bad.
So what about looking back? Do you feel like that now, as you've gotten to watch the game play out over these, you know, 14, 15 hours, do you feel like that you were in the moment, you were right in the judgments that you made, or you feel like that there was a call that you should have done differently?
Yeah, in the moment, I thought I was making the right decision. Looking back, I wish I had done something differently.
Do you know what that thing was that you should have done differently?
Flipping on the guys, I guess. But I thought.
But at what point? Which particular time?
8 or 7. I don't know. I mean, what I don't feel like people understand is that if I'd flipped at 8, I would have been dead on that side. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But what was I supposed to do? Flip to that side and then be at the bottom of a 5 that wasn't with me? Mm-hmm. I didn't get it.
Yeah, you talked about, I don't think it really came through on the show, about how you called Sebastian and Angela your arch enemies tonight.
Yeah.
It seemed that there was friction with Kellen. Do you feel like that the show did a bad job of sort of representing that you guys weren't on the same page?
Yeah, I was disappointed in that aspect. I mean, I tried really hard to work with Kellen. I think people were killing me for not flipping and working with Kellen at 8. The reason I blew up the Des vote is because I wanted to work with Kellen, and she was going to go home that night. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm going to save Kellen. She is my out from working with these guys. And I saved her, and I felt like she owed me her life in the game at that point. Then comes the next vote, the double tribal vote, and she throws both her votes at me after spending the entire day like re-solidifying this alliance with me and telling me that she's with me. So I just couldn't feel like I could trust her after that. She had spent the entire day lying to me, burned me after I'd saved her game. I had no reason to flip back and work with her. in my opinion.
Okay. Here, come here. You're starting to run away from
me.
Okay. Laurel, so at this final tribal council, you were a part of this huge historic survivor moment. You cast the deciding vote in the first ever tie in survivor history. How did that feel in the moment to be this person who was going to be this historic figure?
I mean, awful. To go through tribal council and then realize that I've lost the game, and then to moments later have to go and then cast a deciding vote between two guys who I knew how hard they had worked. I would have considered them both deserving winner. While I was happy for Wendell, I was gutted for Dom because I felt like he also deserved it, and I loved him just as much. So it wasn't a position that I wanted to be in. Maybe another time the super fan of me would have been like happy about being in the record books for this, but I don't know. Not a kind of history that I want.
Now, something that came out of Survivor 35, Ryan talked a lot about being that person who got taken to the final three, was he felt like it was more of a curse than a blessing.
Yes.
You didn't get to see that. That happened before you got to play, or you didn't get to see it. If you hadn't seen that, would you have handled that situation any differently?
I wish I could have. I mean, I could make fire, but I wasn't great at it. So trying to go up against the two guys that were best at making fire in this game probably wasn't going to work out well for me. I tried to spin it into just making the moves that were going to get myself further in the game. So for me, it was aligning with guys that I knew wouldn't put me in the position to make fire. I don't think it worked. And seeing that Ryan went through the same thing, I don't think you want to be the person that gets taken at the final four. I think you either got to win or go and win in fire. It doesn't work out well for that person.
Laurel, how much did you consider going with that plan that Sebastian and Donathan were working on that ultimately Angela was the one who told Dominic about? Were you really considering that, or it was never really an option for you?
Donathan and I were in on that plan. It blew up.
So you were in on it until the tribal council, and then when things started to explode at tribal council, then...
I think you saw me at tribal council realizing that like Sebastian had backed out. And I actually didn't even think I realized until that moment that Sebastian actually ended up voting for Donathan until I saw it. I didn't realize that all happened. You saw me consider it. It was an easy way to get Dom out of the game. And then it was obvious at Tribal that it wasn't going down anymore.
We saw you talk about this plan of potentially, if I got to the final three, maybe those guys will split the votes and maybe there'll be room for me. But you also said that probably was kind of a Fugazi plan.
Yeah.
If you won the final four immunity, what would you have done?
If I won the final four immunity, so then it's me, Dom, Wendell, Ange. I mean, you have to take Ange and let one of them lose, but it seems like the other one would have just swept the votes at that point, right? So yeah. I don't think it would have made a difference.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the Survivor experience, Laurel?
Does it seem like I didn't?
I haven't heard anything. You've been very low key on social media, so I really don't know what your reaction was, but I had assumed that you probably, you were getting a lot of heat from people about lack of making a move, and I know how much it must have meant to you to get onto the show, and I just wondered if it was a positive experience for you.
I loved playing it. I mean, I walked away from the game thinking, like, crap, it didn't go my way, this sucks, but I got to play Survivor, and I made it to the end, and it blew up in my face, but I made it there. Watching it back was a lot harder, dealing with the hate every week coming my way, and just people raining down with disagreeing with my decisions. Mm-hmm. That wasn't as fun, but I don't think it takes away from
that. That part wasn't fun?
Not as fun, but it doesn't take away from the actual experience of playing the game.
Yeah. All right, well, Laurel, congratulations. You made it 39 days.
Thank you.
Something that I can never say, so congratulations on that. You've made a Survivor history, and I hope for nothing but the best for you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, we are here with Angela Perkins, your fourth place finisher for Survivor Ghost Island. Angela, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. What an exciting night here. What is it like to be part of this first tie vote in Survivor history?
It is amazing. Obviously, this will go down in history and everybody will remember this.
All right, so lots of questions for you from this finale tonight, Angela. I want to start with, why did you let Wendell switch when he said he wasn't comfortable with the orange stand in the fire-making challenge? Why did you let him go where he was more comfortable? It was cursed.
I know, you might think it was cursed, but that's part of who I am. If he was more comfortable and I can make him happy, then I was happy. So, yeah, I was grateful to give that position, not the $1 million position, but yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you voted for Wendell to win the $1 million tonight. It was such a close vote. Why Wendell over Dominic?
Well, there was a lot of moments that Wendell and I actually connected that wasn't shown. I think it was the personal connections that we made. And my assessment of the overall game, I think he played a better game. Mm-hmm.
So in the episode tonight, there was this plan at the final six where Sebastian came and talked to you about what was going on. You're holding your head down.
Yeah, you know, even watching it back, no one knew. Sebastian didn't know. So we're in the green room, and literally I just started breaking down and crying because I love Sebastian. He's one of my favorites, if not my favorite. So that was extremely hard. But look at the guy. Everybody loves him. So as far as a personal aspect, it was a horrible move. But for my strategic game, it was perfect.
You felt like that if Sebastian gets to the end, he'll be the person that ends up getting all the votes?
Absolutely. And I didn't think I would make it to four because I thought that, you know, I would get knocked out a lot sooner. So I definitely did it for my game-wise. So,
what about when Dominic came and approached you about putting you into the fire-making challenge? Do you wish that you pushed back a little bit more and said, hey, send Laurel into the fire-making challenge because Wendell is going to win this no matter what, and I'll be, for whatever reason, better for your game in the final three?
Yeah, I actually did pitch that deal. I mean, you viewers did not hear that, but that was one of my pitches. Like, I knew Laurel, obviously, I said she's smart, she's intelligent, she has friends, she's made no enemies. So, yeah.
Now, Angela, it was such a big deal on the show that you were the winner in the gross food eating competition. Everybody was blown away. It was so impressive that Jeff Probst said, wow, I've never seen anything like this. Did you know you had this in you?
Well, you know what? Going into it, I knew I had it. And oddly enough, Jeff said the same thing. He's like, sometimes, once in a while, I know when, you know, castaways are going to compete. And maybe, you know, I might know who's got this. When you walked in, Angela, there was a look that you had in your eyes, like almost like you were possessed. He's like, I knew you had it from the beginning. And I did. It was a, you know, mindset, mind over matter, just like he said. So, yeah, I knew walking from the beach to the, you know, island, I knew I had it in a bag.
Now, you got very far in the game. You got to fourth place. You seem to have a good relationship with Dominic and Wendell. But do you feel like, was there a point that you wish you would have made one of those moves that we were sort of teased with along the way of maybe there would be a flip against the guys?
I guess we can continue to go could have, should have, would have. So I think we did the best thing that we could have. You know, they played a strong game. So you don't know the results, like what could have happened, you know, further down in the game. So I don't do wish you could have, should have. So I'm just extremely excited and had the opportunity of playing the game. So, yeah, no.
Angela, I know you got to run. So nice to meet you. Congratulations again on the season.
Hey there, Rob here back in the studio. We'll get back to the Survivor exit interviews in a moment, but first I need to thank a sponsor, and those are friends over at Bear Mattress. Bear Mattress is designed for people with an active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete, a weekend warrior, or just on your feet all day, you'll sleep better and perform at your best because Bear was built with optimal cooling, comfort, and muscle recovery. And they've got a great offer for our listeners. Get $100 off a Bear mattress. That's B-E-A-R mattress.com with the promo code POD100 to get $100 off your new Bear mattress. You're going to love the Bear mattress because it is going to totally knock you out so hard. Kevin Hart's going to have to come over and see, this person is totally knocked out. The Bear mattress uses eco-friendly materials that were developed with a scientifically proven technology called Cillian to help relieve tired muscles and improve sleep quality and boost athletic performance. It also sleeps up to 7 times cooler than a regular foam mattress. The Bear mattress is a Goliath mattress at a David price even, but not the guy who has carpal tunnel syndrome for the Boston Red Sox. Definitely not that guy. Try it for 100 nights risk-free with a home trial and get 100% of your money back if you're not satisfied. They're going to ship the mattress right to your door for you to try it out. And of course, it's made in the United States of America from eco-friendly materials and has over 5,000 five-star review. So what do you have to lose? The Bear mattress starts at just $540. So if you are looking for a mattress, check out bearmattress.com. Pod100.com and use the promo code POD100 for $100 off any size mattress for a limited time today at bearmattress.com. That's B-E-A-R mattress.com.
All right, we are back here with Don Don. Donathan, how are you?
I'm great. I'm here at the Survivor finale. It's been a wild evening.
Yes, and the recipient of $10,000 from Sia. What?
Oh, my God, I was so floored. Like, that was crazy. It is insane. I love her. I've been a huge fan since 2010. She broke out in 2014. I was so happy for her. Everybody got to hear that voice. And, oh, man, it's just, like, mind-blowing.
Yeah. I mean, didn't you do more than Ty? I mean, he got 50,000. I mean,
cool. It's cool. Okay. No, I'm appreciative of it all. You know, money doesn't control my world. So I'll take anything, but it's going to be for mom and grandma. That's what I'm probably going to do.
Patty!
And at Patty. Patty, I'll get you something, honey.
All right, let's talk about the game. Let's go back to your vote, because you said on the beach, hey, Wendell, just so you know, if it's between you and Dominic, I'm voting for Dominic. But you voted for Wendell. Were you lying the first time, or did something change your mind?
I was lying. You don't ever really know who's going to win. Yeah. At that point, there's still more game to play. But I told them on the show, you've seen it on the show, they didn't know who they were messing with. So, I'm always going to be in the dark.
Hold on. We are in the midst of a power outage right now. We're going to continue going with Donathan here during the great blackout of the CBS finale. Hopefully, aliens haven't invaded or anything like that, Donathan.
I know. This is crazy. I'm so sorry.
All right. We're gonna
this threw my brain off.
We're going to keep going with Donathan. Okay. So, did you consider giving Laurel a vote in the final three?
No. I tried to work with her so much that I was just tired of her at the end of the point. You know, she's my best friend for Charefter's experience, but I tried and tried and tried with her, and she didn't deserve my vote in the end.
Okay, so you seem a little agitated with her.
I was agitated ever since the Dez. Ever since she, like, kind of spilled it out to Dominic that the plan was to blindside one of those. It was just like, okay, girl. And then it happened with the twist. I got, you know, that happened. And then at 8, I tried and tried and tried. Couldn't get her to do it. At 7, I just knew I was at the bottom by that point, so...
And the lights are back on here at the Survivor finale as we're here with Donathan. So do you feel like was there one particular vote that you feel like that was the spot to flip, and because Laurel didn't want to do it, you guys missed the boat?
Well, definitely at 8. One thing that I regret is not going ahead and writing Wendell's name down, at least trying to tie it and see what would happen after that. But I'm a guy that wouldn't go to rocks either, though. I mean, it's the game you're playing. I want to be shown as a player. I love to play the game, but I would never go that far for everybody else. I would try to just probably stick to the plan after that, but to show them that I'm out there to try to do something.
In the show, at that vote at 8, you were, you know, dropping truth bombs, and you seemed very confident about sticking with the guys. But by the next episode, you were very upset after the challenge, at the reward challenge in the final 7. What changed for you in between 8 and 7?
Well, at that reward, you know, I kind of realized that I wasn't picked to go on the reward. I wasn't picked to go to Ghost Island. And I'm thinking, these guys should have picked me to go to Ghost Island. If I'm working with them, I could get something to help them out. And then when they see it, Sebastian, I felt that maybe he ranked in front of me in their alliance, too. And I could have been at least, like, 5 or something. So for that point, I was like, okay, probably not going to win this game. But when I go out, I'm going to go down swinging for sure.
I know there wasn't a lot of time that you were on the jury for, but was there any talk at Ponderosa where the two sides, the Dominic people and the Wendell people, were trying to make the case for one versus the other?
We did. You know, I sat back and listened to a lot of them because I wasn't around them to kind of get their thoughts. So, you know, everybody was kind of split the way it was at the votes. You know, some people were really arguing for Dominic, saying, you know, he's this big aggressive player. He's, like, out there making moves. He's got these idols. I'm like, well, Wendell's there with him. He's there, you know. He's kind of in the spot that I want to be in, right behind him a little bit. So let them kind of blow their game up and kind of just set pretty. And that's why my vote went for Wendell, because he kind of emulated the game that I wanted to play out there.
Was it a close vote for you at all between Dominic and Wendell, or was it, you know, night and day, go for Wendell versus Dominic?
It was close. I mean, you have to look at those two guys. They played an awesome game out there. They both really did. It's just I looked at Wendell and I thought, that's what I wanted to do out there. And that Cogion thing happened at the Final Four, and I kind of knew that he was being cocky, thinking he was Tony out there. So let's look at him. Let's look at the Woo of the season. And I wanted to kind of put that into play as well.
Right, last thing, Donathan, that how much are you thinking about potentially playing the game again?
100%. If they ever asked me, I would go back in a heartbeat.
Any change you would make?
I would try to be stone face more. Okay. You know, so I kind of sat there and...
Stone face, that's like Sebastian?
Yeah, no, not Sebastian. He's more, you know, stoner face.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. Okay. All right, Donathan, all the best to you and Aunt Patty. See you soon, buddy. Okay, we are here with Sebastian Noel, a.k.a. Seabass.
Yes.
Sebastian, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm dealing with it.
Dealing with it. What are you dealing with?
The fact that I'm not holding a $1 million check right now.
So in the episode tonight, we saw that you were ready to potentially make this move against Dominic.
Right.
And then he made the play that we all saw where he took out the fake idol. You seemed like you were really upset about that in the final tribal council. What was it that you were upset about that he did?
It wasn't Dom, you know. It was Angela. You know, me and Ange had a bond going that nobody really saw on TV, but I said, look, if you and Donathan can just keep your pie holes shut and pretend like we're voting with him to know, you know, vote whoever out, we can get these two mammoths out of the game and take our asses to the final three. And that's all you had to do, because the dude's not going to play his idol. I know he's not. You know, he's going to hold it out until possibly the last minute. So if Angela didn't open her mouth, Donathan did it too, but he didn't do anything. I think we'd be sitting in the final three right now.
And I just talked to Angela. She said you didn't know that she had spoken to Dominic until tonight. And I can see that you seem like you're genuinely upset tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to generally play the game until the final six. I don't even think I was going to go home at that vote. You know, I just had it in my mind that I'm on this side of the votes every single time. And then when Angela, you know, I thought we were good, but I was so surprised at that tribal council when I heard someone spilled the cat, and I was just like, oh my God, like, come on. The only thing I try to do, as soon as someone opens their mouth in Survivor, you go home. And I feel like whoever talks at tribal is going home, so, you know, it was utterly disappointing to hear that someone spilled the beans.
And so you just felt like after the cat was out of the bag, I'll save my extra vote and try not to use it and go back to the just vote out Donathan plan?
Right. You know, I thought, they didn't show it on TV, but I thought that when Dom, Wendell, and Laurel, they whispered to each other, I was like, all right, they're sticking to the plan, because I had talked to them right before tribal. Like, everything was good to go for Donathan as the, you know, the plea vote, but I kind of hoped that they would realize that if I voted for Donathan, I was still on their side, because that's how I thought it was going to go down. But I should have played it. Ann shouldn't have said anything. Maybe I would have been a millionaire right now.
You still would have needed Laurel, right? You would have needed one more vote, because they had four votes on you. So you can't beat yourself up too much about not playing that. And it was cursed too, Sebastian.
It was cursed, and it's still cursed. And Ghost Island's a real thing. I'm never going to wear orange again in my life. But in all, it was such an experience to be out there just playing that game. I still can't believe I'm doing it.
Now, you were one of the votes for Wendell at the final tribal council. It seemed like in the episode you voted Wendell over Dominic because you were upset about the final six idol play. But what was the real reason you voted for Wendell?
They don't show it at all, but me and Wendell were as close as Dom. And
got you the shell.
Dude, we woke up every morning. We picked coral, picked shells. He was the guy that... The only other person out there that went spearfishing and fished with, they don't show that either. But, I mean, if they show those kind of relationships out there on that island, I think Wendell deserves it any day. He was like my brother from another mother. He was my best friend.
Was there a lot of talk in the jury at Ponderosa about sort of this split decision that was looming? Did you guys know that this was potentially headed to this tie?
I tried to figure it out, who everyone was voting for, and from my opinion, it was going to be close to a split. So I was like, damn, you know, I don't think there's ever been a tiebreaker. No one's going to vote for Laurel, of course. No offense, Laurel. But in my opinion, it was going to come down to the wire. And when Jeff came out there with the ballot and he started reading it, I was like, what is this, Survivor 1? You know, he's going to read it right now? But we all knew something was up, and we could all put it together in our heads that It's going to be a tie.
Yeah. Because it was interesting that the first couple of people that came onto the jury, they had voted for Dominic. And then the last couple of people that came off the jury, they voted for Wendell. It was very interesting.
Right. Wendell actually brought a little glass jar of the coral we had collected and placed it in front of his feet. I was like, dude, you got my heart, man. This is no doubt in my mind you're getting this vote.
Yeah, Sebastian, well, it was a heck of a run for you out there.
I'm coming back. There's no doubt in my mind. I got to play again. Okay. I got to play again.
Thanks for taking some time to talk to me. I know you got to run. Best of luck to you and Jenna.
Yeah, the next episode of Survivor travel vlogs will be coming your way.
Okay. All right. Take care. All right, everybody. There you have it. Interviews with the final six. We had a blackout along the way. Crazy night here on the Survivor finale. And, you know, we get a couple minutes with everybody here, but I hope to get more long form interviews with the Survivor players as we head into the Survivor offseason. On Thursday, I'll be catching up with Josh Wiggler in the studio, answering all of your feedback. If you've got questions about the Survivor finale, email us, survivor@robiswebsite.com. Also, robiswebsite.com/voicemail to send us in your voicemail questions about the show. And of course, check out the Survivor Know-It-Alls with Stephen Fishback and Sophie Clark, going through everything from this exciting, historic Survivor Ghost Island finale. Thanks so much to all of the listeners and viewers who stayed with us for another season of Survivor coverage here on Robinson Podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you guys so much. And let's see what you guys have to say on our final chance to put a bow on this season coming up on Thursday on Robinson Podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.